Just one halakha. This Motzei Shabbat, Shiyavo Alenu Letova, would be commemorating the fest of Tisha B'Av. Of course, Tisha B'Av is on Shabbat. But the fest is Dechuya this year, because we don't fast on Shabbat, so we fast on Motzei Shabbat, which happens to be the 10th of Av. Agdume Pur'anut Lam Magdeminan. We don't bring the fast earlier because it's a tragic day, so we rather push it off in the hopes that by pushing it off, by that time Mashiach will come and we don't have to fast it. Anyway, there's a lot of halakhot that come out because it falls out on Motzei Shabbat that one has to pay attention. Clearly, there is no Habdalah on Motzei Shabbat for the simple reason that we cannot make Habdalah and drink the kos because it's a fast day. Although we make Borei Meorei HaEsh, that doesn't cost us anything. That we do after the Amidah, but the rest of the Havdalah, we delay it until Sunday night. So Motzei Tisha B'Av has a Havdalah this year. So one has to be very careful because of this halakha, not to forget Atachon Antanu in the Amidah of Arbit. For the simple reason, normally if a person forgets Atachon Antanu in Arbit, say, okay, what's the difference? He's going to make Havdalah anyway. The Havdalah will cover it. Baruch HaMavdil Bin Kodesh Lechol. In this case over here, if he gets the Havdalah, if he gets Atachon Antanu, so now he has to make sure to remember to at least say Baruch HaMavdil Bin Kodesh Lechol. Because if he doesn't say Baruch HaMavdil Bin Kodesh Lechol, he didn't say Atachon Antanu, he didn't say Baruch HaMavdil, and there's no Havdalah. Now, the case that comes up, not such a common case, but the case comes up nonetheless. The Bi'ur Halakha talks about it in the Ritz Adi Dalet. What if a person prayed the Amidah, Motzei Tisha B'Av, and he didn't say Atachon Antanu, and he did Melacha. He did Melacha. They told him, hey, come here, light the Me'urei HaEsh for us. He went, he took his match, he lit the Me'urei HaEsh, and he said, oh, you know something? I didn't say Atachon Antanu, and I didn't say Baruch HaMavdil. So the Bi'ur Halakha brings a big machloket amongst the Rishonim, the Rashba and the Rambam. The Rashba holds that would be considered like a normal case where a person forgot Atachon Antanu and ate. The Halakha says before Havdalah. If a person says Amidah without Atachon Antanu and ate, and because he didn't make Havdalah, the Hachamim bring a knas on him. He has to pray the Amidah again, albeit again. Again, the knas, because he prayed at Amidah without Atachon Antanu. He didn't say Havdalah, and he ate. He went home, he ate. He said, wait, what did you say, Atachon Antanu? No. Havdalah, no. So they knased him that he has to pray the Amidah again, of Arbit. So the Rashba holds, by doing Melacha, in this case, before you said Atachon Antanu and Havdalah, they knased you, and you have to pray the Amidah of Arbit the second time. Rambam argues, and says, no, it's different. Eating, you have to repeat. Melacha, you don't. The Bi'ur Halakha comes out, Safek Berachot Lehakel. Do not repeat the Amidah in such a case. Hacham Ben Sion is posek like that as well in Ode Tzion. Hacham Avadiyah argues. Hacham Avadiyah says, no, in this case over here, you should pray the Amidah again with a Tanai of Nedava. You should make a stipulation. You know, if I'm obligated, it counts. If I'm not obligated, it's a Nedava. It's a debacle. So therefore, again, we say, don't put yourself in this predicament. Therefore, you have different options. The best option between all of us would be, before you come to Bet Knesset on Saturday night, say Baruch HaMavdil Bin Kodesh Lechol before you pray Arbit. You're going to have to do that anyway. Because according to the Halakha, you're going to come to the Bet Knesset back for Arbit. Already you're going to be wearing non-leather shoes. Already you're going to be changed to, you know, whatever, your Motzei Shabbat clothes, let's say. Now, you cannot do that if it's Shabbat. So therefore you have to say Baruch HaMavdil already before you come back to the Bet Knesset, before you pray Arbit. So it's not such a common case, because already the guy must have said it at home. And if he didn't say it at home, he's going to say it in the Amidah. And if he didn't say it in the Amidah, he's going to say Baruch HaMavdil. He has to really be totally, and the fast just started. He's not so, delirious yet to forget all these times of Ta'on and Tanu. But again, the dinim are as follows, that one must say it in the Amidah. If not, he should say Baruch HaMavdil. It's important as well to tell the woman on Motzei Shabbat where there's not going to be a Havdalah over here. So they're relying on the Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol.